Everything stands that was the case last week. The guys that were more than a week away are a week closer. The one significant change is Zach Tui will play VFL footy this week. Are there any others? You've talked about Zach Smith and his return from his knee injury. He's in the squad this week, so he's edging closer to an AFL return. I'm sort of putting you on the spot a bit, I know, yeah, so I can... Cam Guthrie's in the AFL squad. Yeah, so he's likely.
Timetable for Zach, does it hinge on how he goes, or is he looking good?
Zach Tui? Yeah, his preparation's been such that we think the best thing for him is to play in the VFL, but it was a live possibility that we could bring him straight back. So that would indicate that we think it's going to be a small stint in the VFL, whether it's one or two. I don't really see it being longer than that.
Chris, have you factored in the fact that you play Monday, the following week, you're obviously off a 6-day break and trying to cram two return AFL games in, would be maybe pushing him instead of playing Saturday and giving him 8 days to potentially then be right for the following Sunday?
We didn't think about that too much. We're really confident that he'd be okay off a 6-day break. That's not the deciding factor. But I guess it helps a little bit that if he plays on Saturday and then has an 8-day break, you know, it's a one percenter, but it does count.
Is he on the game time through that, or is he just free to go?
No, he'll just play. No, he's actually in good aerobic shape. His injury has been one that's allowed him to do a fair bit of work. It was more just making sure that he was ready for the intensity. So he's been able to do quite a bit of sub-maximal work for quite a time.
When do you have to finalise your squad for Monday?
Sunday.
Is there anyone in that extended squad, like say Cam Guthrie for instance, will he play? Or is it too early to know whether he will definitely
on
play?
Saturday or Monday?
Sorry, on Monday.
It's too early to say for sure, but I'm happy to say he's likely.
Speaking of breaks, Chris, obviously have another 9-day break. What did you learn from last week's and were you putting into place different this week?
Nothing. We're still confused. I said last week that we need to confront it, and we're in the position again this week where we need to confront it. The positive was we started the game last week really well, exceptionally well, really. Dominated the game. Should have been in much better shape than we were, especially after 15 minutes. But we're outplayed in the last three quarters, and sometimes that happens. I think that is the overall summary, that our group were outplayed by better guys on the day.
Is it a real thing or just a quirk?
I think it's a combination of things. It'd be naive if you... I think it would be naive to think that we should just ignore it altogether and hope it goes away. That tends to be not our policy. We'd like to... try to face it down if there is a bit of an issue there. But you can make a pretty strong case to say that, especially when you have a pretty new group as well, that, what happens in the past is not as relevant to this group. But, yeah, I mean...
Pretty high-quality game, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I don't think we played very well for three quarters after playing very well for the first quarter, and they're a very good team. So I tend to think with most of the record, say for example Hawthorn over a long period of time, not many teams have a good record against Hawthorn, and that's not because they don't play the MCG well or there's something peculiar in the way Hawthorn play. It's more a reference to the fact that they've just been a very good team who no one could beat consistently.
So on the Hawks, is it the one that gets the juices flowing out a bit more than any other? You probably can't say that, but the rivalry's there, I suppose.
Yeah, it's there. I'll certainly say that we don't need to go to too much effort to manufacture some excitement and some enthusiasm for the game. We know Easter Monday's on the calendar every year, and it's taken on more importance over the last decade or so because the two teams have been generally contenders. I think we're both hoping that that's the case this year, but that's all it is at the moment. It's just early season hope. There's enough evidence there to think that both teams can be formidable at their best. It's a great occasion. I'll say it again, say it quite regularly. We've are privileged to be a part of it, and we don't take it for granted.
Chris, just looking at the VFL squad, traditionally, if you name an extended bench, everybody on that bench is usually in that VFL squad. This time around, they weren't. I think Myers, Clark, Menegola weren't. Do we read in, and the constable was? Do we read anything into that?
This is a good opportunity for me to talk about the way we name our team. It's been embarrassing the last couple of weeks. The way Simon Murphy's put players in position, I've had nothing to do with it, and I'll continue to have nothing to do with it. So if you're asking my opinion, I wouldn't even know whether you should read too much into it or not. I delegate that stuff. If you ask me a direct question, I'll give you a direct answer.
Is it Cam Guthrie for Charlie Constable?
Probably. And probably on the basis that Charlie will be managed this week. He's a young player who we need to get through the season, so that was a priority for us. Even over and above players coming back into the team, it was either going to be last week or this week, and this is the one for Charlie. It's not a reflection of his performance because he's been going really well.
You look at Hawthorn's forward line, and they've had Bruce and Johnson, obviously really dangerous forwards, but you add Wingard to that mix as well. Do you feel like you're adequately prepared for three
points? Well, it's more than that. Yeah, we've always had a high regard for the Hawthorn team. That's obvious. But the strength of their team, at least in terms of the personnel, it's still largely intact, that forward group. Take Rioli out, add Wingard in, but Roughhead in there as well. It's a potent group. I don't think there's a back line in the comp that would say, I keep leaving guys out. I mean, Puopolo in there as well. It's not a back line in the comp that would say, oh, no, we'll just go about our business. We've got them covered. It's going to be a really big challenge. If we give them better than 50-50 looks at the ball, we're going to have a work cut out.
Do you expect O'Meara to play?
Yeah, we do, but not with any great confidence. Just our preparation's more thorough if we work on him playing.
I know you've spoken
to you. You probably know better than I do.
I think he's a big chief.
Yeah. And then one of the challenges is with the Monday game, you've got to name your squad really early. So if you do have players in doubt, more than likely you name them.
Yeah. I know you've spoken over the journey about the forward personnel, and you've obviously gone into that. But you look at one stat and you've gone from 9th to 1st in 4.5 intercepts. So without giving away too many secrets, In terms of your system, how has that improved from 2018 to 2019?
I think the part that's been publicised, and not necessarily from us, but observations from others, has been the change in personnel. So we identified some parts of our game last year that we wanted to improve, and that's been the case every year that I've been at Geelong. And we brought in some personnel specifically to play that role for us. So 4 games in, it's looking okay. We think we can still improve in that area, but I think it would be reasonable to say that there's been a tweak to the game style, but the personnel has had a bigger impact than the tweak.
And is Kelly feeling better last week? I know he had a great start to the year, but probably a down game from him last week.
Yeah, it was. It was, and he is really strong in the fact that he doesn't want to use his ankle as an excuse. And, we respect that, but we do expect him to be better physically this week than he was last week.
Peter Burnett, Chris, obviously passed away yesterday, and he's had a pretty big impact on the club over many decades, really, particularly with Man Monday and Wacky Wednesday, but a lot of sponsorship and coterie work here too.
Yeah, we're really saddened to hear of the loss of Peter. It was really sudden, and it has shaken our footy club and the wider Geelong community as well. I mean, Peter was such a important figure around the community. It was only 3 weeks ago that he sat in our coach's box, which is only one of the many ways in which he supported our footy club financially and emotionally. And all the players and staff will be wearing black armbands on Monday with a heavy heart, because Peter, as much as anyone, relished these big games against the Hawks. So, yeah, puts him things in perspective a bit. It was really saddened, and we really feel for all the people in Geelong who were close to Peter.